Hi, and thank you for visiting Lifestyle Choices Podcast. This is your host, Joyce Wood. How are you doing? Are you feeling a little bit of a travel bug because it's spring, maybe? Well, in this episode, we are talking about that it is time to travel. Yep, that's right. It's spring. We're ready to fly the coop and go explore. Yeah? Ready to experience some fun for a change? I sure am. But, you know, with all fun, it's wise to know what we're doing and kind of plan a little bit so that we can really get the most out of whatever we decide to do or go, right? It's wise to do that. Would you agree with me? I think so. I think you would. So I'm going to share just a little bit of an overview from the Associated Press. That's right. They posted a really great article on the Market Watch. And this was in regards to the airlines and tourism business. They are pushing the United States to eliminate travel restrictions. Yep, they've had just about enough. The airlines and other tourism-related businesses are even pushing the White House to draw up a plan in the next 5 weeks to boost international travel and eliminate those restrictions that are imposed and have been imposed since the pandemic started over a year ago. It's like they are saying probably enough is enough, right? Well, they want people who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 to be exempt from testing requirements before entering the United States. And they also want the CDC, also known as the United States Center for Disease Control, to say that vaccinated people can travel safely. And the U.S. air travel, they said, is already picking up. More than 1 million people have passed through the United States airport checkpoints as of recent totals on Sunday, exceeding, get this, 1.5 million for the first time in more than a year. But they also said that passenger traffic is still below the 2019 levels. Wow. Many organizations are calling for relaxing the international restrictions, including the nation's largest carriers, the Airlines for America, the United States Travel Association, the United States Chamber of Commerce. They set a May 1st target for the government to, quote, partner with us on a plan to rescind this year-old restriction on international travel. The group cited the recent decline in reported new cases of the virus, and even hospitalizations and deaths related to the COVID-19 virus in the United States. They said that nearly 45 million Americans, and that's more than 13% of the population, have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, and that's according to the CDC figures. And, you know, you hear daily that more and more people, thousands, are getting vaccinated. I hear it every day, getting phone calls even about it. But they're saying that the time to plan for and chart a defined roadmap to reopen international travel is now. And that's expressed by many individuals and organizations. But even though they've made their case and they've pleaded to the White House hasn't commented, but they referred to the remarks by the CDC Director, Rochelle Walensky, as of Monday, March 15th. Now, Walensky said, quote, this is all her comments here, the health agency is working on new guidelines for people who are vaccinated, but raised concern about recent increases in new reported cases of COVID-19 in many European countries. She said, if we look at our European friends, we just don't want to be at this rapid increase of cases again, and that it is very possible that this could happen. She also mentioned that we are so close to vaccinating so many more people that now really is not the best time to travel. So from her perspective, from an international travel point of view, yeah, I agree with her. If the numbers are right coming out of Europe, yeah, I wouldn't want to go there. But anyway, aside from that, there are other places locally in the United States that are quite safe and are not that far to get to, which we're going to talk about today. And planning ahead is always open anytime. So why wait? There are plenty of great deals being offered right now because the travel industry is begging people, try us. Just get out there. Come visit someplace. You know, they're like beggars on the street. No. But they are making it very affordable. So if I were to plan a trip, I would first choose, what do you think? Hawaii, of course. I love Hawaii. And you can tell that by my blog, right? All the pictures at the beach and the videos. Yep, I love it. Absolutely love it. Visiting Hawaii is such a treat. It's so relaxing, especially visiting the ocean. And in addition, there's so many great places to explore, which I have many times since childhood. I even moved there in 2015, but chose to return back to Seattle. It's my home. Honestly, I found visiting Hawaii more than a treat. And living there, it's different. It's a totally different experience, which that could be an entirely different podcast. So I'm not going to get into that. But visiting Hawaii, oh, yeah, it's great. And what I've learned, the best way to experience a new place is first connecting with the locals and listening to the recommendations and choosing the best places to explore or visit, even live. This is ideal. And to find someone you can trust is really great fortune. Today, I'm introducing a very good friend who lives and works in Oahu, Hawaii, Mrs. Carol Pelakai. She's a local Hawaiian native and the owner of the Ultimate Aloha Services, which she started in 2016. Her background includes over 34 years of event planning, personal tours, and businesses. I've known Carol personally, it's been over 20 years. My first encounter with her was, we were involved in a convention here in Seattle and everything was closed. It was on the weekend, right? And she flew up. She was one of the leaders to help get everything set up. And she was looking for some business equipment. And I'm thinking, you're not going to find anything. It's a Sunday, you know? And in Seattle, everything closed down back then. And I was just thinking, yeah, good luck on that one. And, you know, she found everything she needed. And she didn't even live here. And not only did she find it, but she found it at really great prices. I was so impressed. I thought, wow, I want to get to know that lady. That's an amazing talent she has, you know, to be able to do that. Well, years later, in 2015, when I moved there, I got to get to know her better. And she even helped me and my two dogs find a great place to live. That's another story and another podcast. But anyway, she helped us a lot. And even to this day, I feel that the treasures that I came back with from Hawaii was my friendship with her. She has been just an absolutely great friend. So Carol, doing personal tours of her island is so much fun. She loves it. She did it before she even established a business. She especially enjoys it giving to family and friends who visit Oahu. But she knows about all of the Hawaiian Islands and many other places in the United States due to her event planning and experiences in developing things like that. But I want to highlight the tours that she provides. They're great because they include these stories. Hawaiians love to share stories. And so her stories are just enchanting. And she loves to visit great places to eat. And the locals know the best places, you know. And not only that, but the scenic Hawaiian spots, the real gems, you won't find that in any local normal, regular commercial tour. Usually only locals and Hawaiians that really appreciate the land will introduce you to places that you'll be so happy you got to explore. And these can all be experienced through her service, the Ultimate Aloha Services. And I'm going to list your website on the back page. It's going to be on the post too, on the blog post. But anyway, she's currently now partnering with this new company that's adding full vacation packages that include air, hotel, car rentals, and cruises, and activities, and travel insurance, and more. This company that she's partnering with is called IntelliTravel. They offer very affordable and competitive market pricing, like similar that you would visit or find on Expedia.com, but they charge higher fees where IntelliTravel is more affordable. And they even offer payment plans. Can you believe that? I've never known a travel agency to offer payment plans. That's really an awesome feature. So if you would like to start planning any kind of vacation spot, or you're curious about anything, you can go on her website, which I'll list, and you can just start searching. Or if you'd like to ask her questions, I'm going to include her email, and you can email her and ask her. And, you know, if you're planning on, you'd like to go to Hawaii, and let's just say you are planning an event, and but you've got a large family, extended family, they're coming in from all parts. That's Carol's specialty. She knows how to pull all that together and help you plan the right thing. And on the other podcast, she's going to talk about the different fees from, say, renting a hotel versus a condo or a villa. So she can really help personally design your experience, especially in Hawaii. That's her specialty area. So in addition to all of that, in the last 4 years, she's been a developer and creator for special events, weddings, silent auctions, festivals, symposiums, in person or online. So like I mentioned, you know, if you want to plan on an event, these are the things that she's been thoroughly involved in. So it's like an extra bonus, you know, like a concierge. It's like a concierge service, really. So, but in addition to her travel business, she's a project director for a nonprofit in the Waianae community, which is called the Waianae Economic Development Council. And their focus is to help small local businesses and services thrive. Again, Carol has this huge heart and really cares about people and the community and really helping people experience the best. Now, after I've listed all of these things that she does, you might think, God, does she ever do anything else with her life? Well, yeah. She's a wife. She's a mother. and a grandmother to a large family, which is called an ohana in Hawaii and across the United States. She herself needs a vacation, don't you think? I think so. Oh, she's just an amazing gal, but she just is one of those types of people that can just juggle 10 things beautifully, you know? So choosing to work with her service, whether it's the Ultimate Aloha Travel Service or her Ultimate Aloha Services to just go experience a simple tour if you're there on the island, or if you want her to help you put together the whole package. She could personalize it, make it really fun, you know, really take the stress off. And to me, working with Carol is like really experiencing what Aloha is all about. To me, she is truly the treasure of Hawaii. Yep, she really is. But I hope whatever you decide to do this spring, I hope it includes fun, anything, laughing, playing. It's so vital to enjoy your life. It adds to being healthy even, you know, exploring and enjoying, not being afraid, getting out there. You deserve the best. We all do. So to conclude, I appreciate you as always. I hope you and your family and your loved ones are doing well. I'd like to remind you that if you do like what I share and find some of the resources valuable, I would sure appreciate it if you'd like my blog and podcast, share it with a friend or two, and even subscribe for more information. You always receive some kind of special gift, and it's always appreciated. At the bottom of the blog post, I've listed some tips from the HawaiiGuide.com for specific details on Hawaii travel, which are really important to consider if you are planning a trip to Hawaii. They lay it all out for you. So between that and choosing to work with Carol, I promise you, you will have the most wonderful experience. Absolutely wonderful. An experience of a lifetime, which is really what we set out to do when we want to travel, right? Having the best connections are really important. So on that note, I'm happy to be connected to you. And until our next podcast, please take good care. This is your host, Joyce Wood, signing out for now.